We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steve Goldstein is the television play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers. You can watch him tonight on Bally Sports Florida when the undefeated Panthers take on the hated Tampa Bay Lightning in Tampa. Goldie, and you can hear the game, by the way, on the radio, 560 QAM. Doug Plagans will have your call tonight. That's a 7 o'clock puck drop, Solana. Is that what you told us earlier?
Yes, sir.
Goldie will also call Dolphins preseason games on CBS4, I'm assuming, for many years to come, because he did a fantastic job this past preseason. So I want to talk Fins with him as well. Goldie, this is a huge one for the Panthers, right? Because the Lightning were the buzzsaw in the first round of the playoffs, but it was such a great series. And then the two games prior to that series were so heated. So anytime they play the Lightning, I'm guessing this season, will be a huge game, will feel like a huge game.
It really will. It does. First of all, thank you very much for the introduction. I always appreciate that. If the radio thing doesn't work out, I'll have to hire you as my agent one of these days.
I'm like Flavor Flav. I mean, you're Chuck D, and I'm your Flavor Flav.
It was interesting being over there, for a few hours a little while ago this morning. It does feel like a big game. It's really amazing. Tampa coach John Cooper called it, I love the adjective, the juiciest rivalry in the NHL. He didn't say the best rivalry, he didn't say the longest rivalry, but the juiciest. So we'll see if it manifests into another, slugfest and all that kind of stuff. I have a feeling they're going to play more hockey tonight. But it is amazing because obviously last season was short due to COVID, so the season didn't start until January. Here we are in October. This is the 18th time these two teams have played each other this year in 2021. So it's really turned into a great rivalry and great for hockey in the state. These are two of the best teams in the league. And like you said originally, Tampa's still the favorite until someone knocks them off.
Goldie, why is Knight starting tonight? Bob Bowling now. Why is Knight in it?
There's a few reasons. First of all, it's an 82-game season. It's not going to be over until next May, April, the regular season. So I think they got this rotation of, they want Bob to play probably, two out of every three games, basically, as long as all things are equal and he's playing well. And that's exactly what this is. That's number one. Number two, you don't want guys sitting around, and he's a 20-year-old kid, and you don't want guys not playing. They're getting Marchment in there tonight. They're getting Connaughton in there. I think there's some real good reasons why Joel Quenneville doesn't like guys just hanging around and practicing and not playing games. And I think the third thing is that Bob was, very, very good. It's a great start to the season for him for the two games. Not that he wouldn't be up to the challenge, but Tampa's a very tough team. He hasn't played great in Tampa as a Panther. So I think for all those reasons combined, I think you just, you mapped it out as probably Spencer Knight's game before the season when you made a goalie schedule, if you will. They're always subject to change, but everything is going well. So that's why I think Knight is playing, because if not tonight, then, when does he play?
Oh, yeah, and I was going to say, Hawk and myself were talking about, is there any, chess match to it where we know Hawk just hit it on the head, this rivalry, we're playing, they call it the fight for Florida and all that stuff. Just a little chess match, a little, something to it where, we're going to sit, Bob, we're going to let y'all see Knight this time. We'll let you see Bob later in the season, because there's a great chance that we meet somewhere in the playoffs.
Yeah, there's a possibility of that, too. I just think that, you know, you try to map out a schedule, you know, unless you got a guy like Tampa does, Vasilevsky, that plays, you know, 65 games, which they're the rare team. No one really does that. Usually one guy plays 55, maybe 60 games. And like I said, you map out a schedule of when, you know, one guy will play, when the other guy will play. And sure, you can alter it based on performance, but I just think it's Spencer Knight's turn. The other thing, if this game gets a little wild, like many of them do, as we saw last year from Spencer Knight, and even in the preseason this year, like, this kid isn't fazed by anything. Like, there could be fights all over the ice. There could be line brawls, and he'll just be standing there with his arm on his crossbar saying, okay, let me know when the game is restarting. So I think that could be, you know, a part of it as well. But he played great against the Lightning in the playoffs last year, too.
And no Kucherov for the Lightning tonight, correct?
He is out, and, you know, in hockey terms, all their coach would say is it's not a day-to-day thing. So, yeah, he's out, and it's probably going to be a long time that he's out. So, you know, look, they played all regular season last year without him and still made the playoffs and were like the fifth-best team in the league. So it's a big loss, but if there's a team that can handle it, it's Tampa.
Steve Goldstein, you're going to see him tonight on Bally Sports Florida. It's a big one, the Panthers and the Lightning. Now, here's a question. So Saturday night, Sam Bennett puts up a hat trick. And our friend Ryan, one of the founders of Funky Buddha, he's at the FLA Live Arena. He had just bought a $10 hat in the store, and he didn't want to part with it. And so he didn't throw it on the ice. And we were making fun of him yesterday on the air, but then some people started texting in and tweeting me that you can get your hat back after the game is over, after a hat trick. What kind of clarity can you give us on this, Goldie?
Now, let me ask you this. I've never, you know, like back in the day when I grew up in New York, I've thrown a hat on the ice. You know, if it's a hat you really love and it's an expensive hat, maybe you don't want to throw it. But a $10 hat, like if I'm in the stands, I'm tossing it on. I'm not trying to criticize him. We love the Funky Buddha, but I'm saying he should have tossed that hat.
Right. He had just bought it, though. They were doing $10 hat specials at Panther Land.
Well, that doesn't matter whether you just bought it or not.
That's what I'm saying. So right. You go back to Panther Land, you get yourself another $10 hat. It's $10. You're Funky Buddha.
By the way, next time, Hawk, you got my cell phone. You can give him my cell phone. I'll get him a hat if he's reluctant to throw it
but
on.
Can you get
I'll
it back? Can you go somewhere after the game and get your hat back?
You know, I have never heard that, to be honest with you. I didn't know you could do that. Now, maybe the Panthers have something different. I will investigate it. Maybe at the FLA Live Arena, you can go and do that. But I'm not aware of that. But if people are saying you can, then I'm assuming there is, like, you got people telling you that they've done that before?
I mean, I get people, though. I can literally say anything on the air, and I will get different stories on the text machine. So
right.
I didn't really believe anyone until I talked with you, because someone's texting me right now, and I don't know if this is true. The NHL sends all hat trick hats to Kirkland, where they get shredded to make diapers and nacho chips.
Yeah, that's
So Kirkland doesn't make nacho chips out of the hats that are thrown on the ice. Is that what you're saying? You can
say
that
anybody's eating
definitively.
You know, the old expression, eat me. You know, eat my hat. No, that's not going on. No, it's not.
All right. So you really don't know what happens with the hats that get thrown on the ice.
I do not know. I've seen other arenas, like in Philadelphia, there's been some famous hat tricks, and the Flyers, like in the concourse, you know, they have different displays of team history, and I've seen like hats that were on the ice displayed. So they obviously didn't give those back, which, by the way, cooler than getting it back would be if the hat you threw on the ice was displayed in something in an arena for eternity. That'd be really cool.
Yes, totally agree. Yeah. And the rats, though, when people throw the rats on the ice, the Panthers take those. They resell those, right? And I'm not shaming them for that. I would do the same thing.
I don't know if they resell them, but they do keep them, because in years past I've been underneath where the Zamboni is, and I've seen like those big buckets they put them in of like rats just sitting in a room when the door was open. Hmm. So I'm not sure if they resell them or if they just save them. That's another good question, but they do keep those, yes.
The rat's cooler than the hat, though, isn't it?
To do what?
Just to throw it. Like, well, the rats
but
out
you
there.
Only,
is...
But you only throw the rat after a victory. The hat
no,
trick
no,
is...
No, 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 Hawk. Crowder is right. At the Panther games, rats do come on the ice for hat tricks, too, because they have something to throw. So it's...
You can throw a rat on the ice at a hat trick?
Well, people do. I mean, can you? I mean, I guess you're not supposed to, but yeah, sure. So, anything goes. Rats, hats, whatever you got.
I'm like a Dr. Seuss book we're reading.
Rats
right now.
And hats on the ice with mice.
Yeah.
This is great.
If I wrote in Sharpie inside a hat, like, please return to Steve Goldstein in the press booth, do you think they'd bring it up to you and then I'd get it from you later?
You know what you need to do? You need to get good tickets near the ice, go to every game the rest of the year so the hat reaches the ice, and do that, and let's see what happens. I'd be very curious.
Hey, how about this? I just thought of something. You put a fishing line on your hat. You throw it on
there
the ice,
go.
And then after the celebration, you reel it back in. You just I think I just solved it here.
That's genius.
I think that's genius. I could turn that into something, I think, like a Ron Popeil device, Goldie, dating myself with a Ron Popeil reference.
You could also just bring one of those, like, mesh old, not mesh, but like the
right.
dry fit, you know, the old hats,
right.
and just, like, stick it in your pocket. If someone gets a hat trick, just throw it on the ice and just forget about it.
Yeah,
you could do that, too, you know.
Someone texted in that they used to bring a crappy hat to every hockey game that they would go to in the off chance that there was a hat trick.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
I'm just saying there's an option for you besides totally overthinking it. Like, you could just throw the hat on the ice and be happy with that.
I'm fascinated by this.
You can do that.
This is my breakdown of Sam Bennett's Saturday night. This is how I break it down.
Right.
Steve Goldstein
from
Bally Sports Florida. Let me just shift gears over to the Dolphins here for a second, because you watched them in the preseason.
Yeah.
We had very high expectations for this Dolphins team, and all of a sudden they're 1-5. They lose to Jacksonville. They give Urban Meyer his first victory as a head coach, Trevor Lawrence his first victory as a quarterback. What is going on with the Dolphins? And is it salvageable?
Well, you know, and you mean long term. You don't mean this season. Is that what you're asking, salvageable?
Well, I actually was thinking this season more than long term.
Well,
like, when I say salvageable, I'm talking, you know, 7-10. I mean, is this going to be epically bad?
Well, that to me, that doesn't really matter all that much, because we've seen it. I mean, with different coaches and different years, we've seen this for 20 years of, like, bad starts, and then you win a few, and okay, you know, maybe it's salvageable. You almost just want it to be what it is, right? If it's no good, then it's no good. Instead of getting that false sense of security of getting on a little bit of a run, and maybe it's not that bad, and you beat some bad teams when you have nothing to lose, I'm not sure there's a lot of value in that. So, you know, for this season, you know, to me, and I know they don't get the draft pick anyway, so it's not one of those where, hey, lose and you get a higher pick because Philly gets their pick. You know, it's almost, in my mind, like, doesn't matter that much. The big question is they got to find out which of these guys are guys you want to keep. Now, you know, from 30,000 feet, you know, there's some guys on this team. Everyone talks about the draft picks the last few years, and I know it hasn't. These guys have not become stars, but there's some players in there. Like, we got to find out about, you know, how good is Tua? He's good. How good is he? Waddle looks like he's great. You know, you got Wilkins, who had a really good game, and he's been pretty good. So I think they got to basically find out about these guys. Jalen Phillips, you got to know if these guys are keepers or not. And then whatever they're going to do in the offseason, you want to move based on, hopefully, you have at least a little bit of a young core. It's just so disappointing, though, to go back to what, you know, your original question was. I'm stunned. I really am, that they're 1-5 and they lost to Jacksonville and lost to Indianapolis. Like, I'm completely shocked and pretty much floored by that. Like, they should be 500 at minimum, you know, in my mind. So there's a lot of things that they're going to have to really examine and see what they want to do, regardless, I think, of what happens the rest of the season.
And Goldie, you brought up Tua. Did he play well enough? I don't want to say change your mind on him being the franchise future, but 329, you know what I'm saying? Pretty efficient. One mistake with the interception, that throw on 3rd-and-2, but then he made the 4th-and-2. Like, did Tua impress you on Sunday with his performance?
To me, Crowder, 100%. Look at the offense. There was giddy up. There was snap to it. You know, they didn't get in the end zone. That's not all on him. If they got in the end zone, by the way, that game would have been over, and it would have been a blowout like it should have been. But they let him hang around. So, to me, I thought Tua was very good. I think you saw the difference between Tua, and no offense to Jacoby Brissett, but the talent difference. And like I said, I think Tua is a good quarterback. The question is, how good can he be, you know, long term? But, yeah, in my mind, I thought he played well enough to win, and I just thought, you know, look, the last couple of plays of the game when you have the ball, and by the way, let's make no mistake, on Sunday, on both sides of the ball, I think we'd all agree Tua was the best player on this team by far. How do you take the ball out of the guy's hands?
Right.
Like, if it's me and you want to go for it on that 4th down, okay, I'm putting the ball in my best player's hands. I'm not going 3 yards deep to Malcolm Brown. So, you know, I know I delved away a little bit there, but yeah, I think Tua had a very good game, and I think certainly he played well enough to win that game. They should have won that game.
No, that's a significant coaching blunder. I think everyone has pointed that out. We had Cam Wolf from NFL Network on with us yesterday, and I asked him are the Dolphins the biggest disappointment in the NFL? And he said unequivocally yes. Do you agree?
Yeah, you look at the teams that they're with, right? I mean, the Giants and the Jaguars and the Lions and those teams, you know, you're not surprised that they're really bad. You know, the Dolphins, you're really surprised. I mean, between the second half of 2019 and then the full season last year, and then what they did in the offseason, we thought they brought in, you know, more playmakers around Tua, and you drafted an offensive lineman. You thought that, and you had some offensive linemen in their second year, that this team was at minimum going to be a 500 team, a little above and in the playoff race. So for them to be 1-5 and lose to Jacksonville, who had lost 20 in a row, and no arguing that. It's a major disappointment.
Steve Goldstein, watch Goldie tonight with Randy Moeller, not Fox Sports, Bally Sports, Florida. That's not a blunder for me. I don't work for them, but you don't do that tonight. Watch yourself, Goldie. You're going to be able to hit Portillo's while you're there in Tampa?
You know, I have not. I basically stayed around the waterfront arena area for the last, 20 hours that we've been here. So, no, I didn't venture out too much.
No Burns Steakhouse?
I'm guilty. I did not go. I stayed right around here. I actually ate at the hotel. Very, very good, good restaurant in the hotel here. So.
All right.
Well, yeah, nothing exciting. Hotel. I'm sorry. Disappoint you.
Whatever makes you happy.
Room service.
That Ramada omelet, I'm sure, is filling. But
Hey, Hawk, at least unlike Crowder, if I want to order it with a little ham or turkey bacon, then I'm allowed to. So.
That's right. Oh, my God. I had a taco last night with brisket. That was cooked with brisket. It was so good. It would have knocked the vegan right out of Crowder.
What?
He's walking in here with his whatever.
I saved Goldie one.
Oh,
hey, Goldie, I got you a detox shot with spirulina and kiwi cold pressed. Oh, it's delicious. 1.6 billion probiotics, Goldie.
In one little shot.
One little shot. That's what I'm saying.
I know.
I may have to try one of those then. That sounds good. Of course, I'll have a big old cheeseburger afterwards.
Of course.
But I'll try it.
Of course. Yeah. You're a hockey announcer. Don't, I mean, tell Moeller that Crowder's a vegan. I mean, I'll fight him from Tampa.
Well, y'all are going to
I don't want to give him that kind of ammunition. No.
No seaweed snacks for y'all. How about that? You just talked yourself out of something.
All right, Goldie. Have a good broadcast tonight.
All right, anytime you get mad at him, Hawk, just yell, go have a kale chip. That'll be your shot at Crowder. Just go.
No, I hold up like a link sausage. He stays away like Dracula. I just hold up a link sausage. Steve
Dracula,
Goldstein.
All right.
See you, Goldie. There you go, Steve Goldstein. Tonight, Panthers and Lightning. You can hear the game on 560 WQAM with Doug Plagans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.